Miranda.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Hey, Jasmine. Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimimha. Tati. Alephet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi. Kabel Renait Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Noa Ufre Shayan Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Kislev. The Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, and the Samech that created the constellation Keshet, the astrological sign of Sagittarius. Together, the Samech and the Gimel have a gematria of 63, which connects to the Sephirah of Bina. Na Gibor, Gorte Yehudcha, Kevava Shamrein. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kashin. Bahem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatha Tamid Gamrein. Betet Reish Tzaditach Gimel. Chasim Kadosh Berotucha Nael Adatah Hetkufet Tetnunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zofre Kiddushatah Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufal Tzadiyotah. We have brought the energy of creation into this space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notze Chesed L'Alafim, Notze Avon Wafesha, V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. The verse comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And we will start with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bichilu Erchimud Hilud Hilu Erchimu Ve'akda l'shem yud hei b'vav hei P'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah Ve'yihino amadunai Elohinu alein amasei Adenu kananei alein amasei Adenu kananei Rabbi Abba Amar B'kama atar Tane nandekucha, perichu koma de aved, leila witata, tola iru, kishot liovada, dikshot, leila mila bialma, divae barnash, the dafya leia, me mineya, ulan haga peya kalana tehakuru ovada tikshot inun gutola yitzteris pe alma. We're now going to connect to the year 5778 and its energy of bowing time so that we can walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first is from 2 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayichal v'ayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech kavo, natamar achoti, utlabev le'ene, shite levivot be'evre, mi'adah. The next verse, the second verse that connects to the energy of 5778, is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha, ba'avoni lo kisiti, amarti odeale peshai ladonai. Yo hey wa hey, we ata nasata avon chatati sela. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet, is concealed. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. We're now going to connect to the year 5777. Which is known as the year of the goat. There are also two verses that connect to this verse, to this energy of the year. And the first verse that we study is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzot Aduni Katzipor Oyevai Hinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to get Tzatzkiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we get Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that has concealed within it the name of the year is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. The name of the year is concealed within this verse, and the letters of the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, Kyo Hewahe. Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first is that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapters 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat, velo yachlu lehashit, et kol ha'olot vayechaskum, achechem ha'levim, ad kelo tamlacha viyat, Yad Yitgadshu HaKohanim Ki HaLevim Yishrei Levav Leitkadesh Me hakohanim. This verse had 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai, Yohei, Wahei, Lalahei, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hei, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that we studied relating to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Ade Ad Kibia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing up death forever. There are 3 verses in this from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we study is Job. Chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni yad bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo yiyam asher yitabe sham mushavtem elai el nachon v'halachti ichem v'chayayim yeshto v'aretz v'chipasti O tell the call Alfe Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami Yisrael untati vushakam kachta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu Bene avlal anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. Since the month of Kislev relates to the month of silence, we will scan the chart of the 72 names. And the only thing that I will say is the row number, so that we all maintain connection and unity together in this process. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4. Row 5. Row 6, row 7, row 8, row 9, and there are 3 names in this chart that connect to the year 5778 and its energy. Name number 13, which connects to heaven on earth. Name number 14, which connects to the energy of farewell to arms. And name number 30, which connects to building bridges. the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Again, we will connect to this chart in the same way. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4. Row 5. Row 6. Row 7. Row 8. Row 9. Again, there's one name that connects to the energy of the year 5778. It's a name that reinforces the previous chart, the 72 names of God, because in name number 30, you have the same letters in the same location. And this reinforces the idea of building bridges as a tool to connect to the energy of this year. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the eighth day of Kislev, Rabbi Avraham HaKohen Yitzhaki, Rabbi Moshe, the author of the Mahadura Basra, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Yehuda Kovo, Rabbi Yitzhak Nagon, Rabbi Moshe Shapira of Slavita, Rabbi Avraham Yitzhak of Tunis, Rabbi Aharon Twersky, the third Rebbe of Chernobyl, Rabbi Nachum Dov Schneerson, Rabbi Avraham Mordechai of Kamarna, Rabbi Pinchas David Horowitz, known as the Bostoner Rebbe, Rabbi David Borenstein of Shoch Otchov, also known as the Chasdei David. Rabbi Eliezer Geldzeller. And this is our normal pattern to mention the name of the Tzaddikim for Sunday evening. On Sunday, because we don't have a class Sunday evening normally. But this particular Sunday, and we'll go into it a little bit more in a bit, there will be a class, and we will announce it as we move forward in this class. But the Tzaddikim who left on the ninth day of Kislev, Rabbi Nosen ben Rabbi Tzvi Trevitzer, Rabbi Dov Ber Schneerson of Lubavitch, and the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is beginning our preparation for the holiday of Hanukkah, learning how to connect to the Or Ganuz, the hidden light, the light from the first day of creation that has been hidden away since the beginning for only the Tzaddikim, You will find the handout on the unique astrological events, which is a link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When you open up the unique astrological events page, scroll down past Rosh Chodesh Kislev to a section called the ninth of Kislev. That link will be used tonight at midnight West Coast time. It's a very unique time, a very unique ritual. It only comes once a year, and it's highly recommended to participate. There will be a conference call at that time, and we will go over the ritual, the explanation, and much more. But as preparation for that ritual, it is good to write down on a piece of paper or on a digital record as a file on your computer, what are your goals for the year? These are the techniques that will be effective in fixing any lacks that are in your coming year. Because what took place on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Kabbalists explained to us that this light of Organuz can modify everything in the world, and especially any lacks that were decreed as of Yom Kippur for our coming year. But the actual handout for tonight is the link below that, where it says preparation for Hanukkah. And that link opens up to where it says Hanukkah holiday as the title and Hanukkah in the Kabbalah. And this is where we will begin reading. In this year, 2017, which is 5778, in the months of December, which relates to the month of the Hebrew month of Kislev, there are two holidays celebrated in both the secular world and the Jewish world. There's actually three, maybe even more, because many of these holidays relate to the winter solstice. Many people in the Jewish world follow the familiar statements of the Western secular world. May there be peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Then many people put their new bought presents under the Christmas tree or up the Hanukkah bush, chas v'shalom. And this is due to the advertising and commercial aspects of the society in which we live. We are going to show that the two holidays are very different than each other. Hanukkah is not a holiday that discusses goodwill towards men or peace on earth. Let us learn. We will be teaching a number of classes on the holiday, including a meditation, Yehud, called Yehudim Ner, which would mean the unity of the candle, or the unity of light. And also the Kabbalistic meditations of the Arizal, as explained by the great Kabbalist Rabbi Shalom Sharabi. And these will be found below on this page. Hanukkah is a holiday in the Hebrew calendar. It is spelled Tet Nun Kaf He. In the northern area of Tiberias, Hanukkah is usually spelled Chet Nun Vav Kaf He. This is very usual in Hebrew, where the letter Vav can be produced with a vowel of dots, or a vowel using the letter Vav. Hanukkah is pronounced Hanukkah in Hebrew, modern Hebrew. A transliteration, also a romanized as Hanukkah with an H, Hanukkah with CH, Hanukkah with two K's, or Hanukkah with one K and no H at the end. This holiday is also known as the Festival of Lights and a Feast of Dedication. It consists of an 8-day holiday commemorating the rededication of the Holy Temple, the Second Temple in Jerusalem, at the time of the Maccabean revolt against the Greeks of the second century before the Common Era. It is the only 8-day holiday in the Hebrew calendar. Hanukkah is observed for 8 nights and days, starting on the 25th of Kislev, according to the Hebrew calendar, which may occur at any time from late November to late December in the Gregorian calendar. This year it begins the evening of December 11th. The festival is observed by the kindling of the lights of a unique candelabrum, the 9-branched menorah or Hanukkiah. One additional light on each night of the holiday, progressing from 8 to the final night. The typical menorah consists of 8 branches with an additional raised branch. The extra light is called the shamash. The Hebrew translates as the attendant. It is given a distinct location, usually above or below the rest of the candles. The purpose of the shamash is to have a light available for practical use, as using the Hanukkah lights themselves for purposes other than publicizing and meditating on the Hanukkah holiday is forbidden. My commentary. The main point of the holiday, according to the halakha mentioned above, is to publicize the miracle. What is the miracle? How does one publicize the miracle? In this age of electricity, why would I use the light of the Hanukkah to have normal everyday benefits? I can use an electric light. These are just some questions that we will address as we go through the Wikipedia explanations of Hanukkah and other explanations which come from a different point of view. What is the etymology? The name Hanukkah derives from the Hebrew word Chet Nun Kaf, meaning to dedicate. On Hanukkah, the children of Israel regained control of Jerusalem and rededicated the temple. But it was actually just the tribe of Yehuda. Many homiletical explanations have been given for the name. The name can be broken down into Chanu Kafe. They rested on the 25th, referring to the fact that the Jews ceased fighting on the 25th day of Kislev, the day on which the holiday begins. And I am asking, why is the holiday 8 days when they stopped on the particular day of the 25th of Kislev? And why not start the holiday on the 17th and ended on the 25th? Remember, this is not a holiday mentioned in the Torah. It is a rabbinical holiday. If you don't feel you have a satisfactory explanation to these questions as we go through this handout in these classes, please send me an email to ask your question or come online to our questions and answers session on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. West Coast time, so that you can ask that question and get a more extensive answer that will satisfy you, hopefully. Hanukkah is also the Hebrew acronym for eight candles, and the halakha is like the house of Hillel. Het nerot the halakha ke bait Hillel. This is a reference to the disagreement between two rabbinical schools of thought, the house of Hillel and the house of Shammai, on the proper order in which to light the Hanukkah flames. Shammai has the opinion that eight candles should be lit on the first night, seven on the second night, and so on down to one on the last night, because the miracle was greatest on the first day. Hillel argued in favor of starting with one candle and lighting an additional one every night, up to eight on the eighth night, because the miracle grew in greatness each day. The Jewish halakha adopted the position of Hillel. So we start with one and add one each day. My commentary. These different schools of thought, which are clearly difficult to reconcile, are reconciled with the idea that the halakha will change after Mashiach, since the world will be based on judgment rather than mercy when Mashiach comes. Actually, these halakhot are dealing with the way the spiritual physical systems work with each other. I should say the spiritual and physical systems work with each other. But just, it also has to do with direct light and returning light. Right now, the light comes into the universe, which is the vessel, in the following order during the holiday of Hanukkah. On day one, the light of Malchut comes into the vessel of Bina. On day two, the light of Yesod comes into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Malchut flows down to the vessel of Chesed. On day three, the light of Chod comes into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Yesod flows down to Chesed, and the light of Malchut flows down to the vessel of Givurah. Day four. The light of Netzach comes into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Hod flows down to the vessel of Chesed, while the light of Yesod flows down to the vessel of Givurah, while the light of Malchut flows down to the vessel of Tiferet. This continues day by day until on day eight, which is called Zot Hanukkah, all of the lights have flowed into the appropriate and correct vessels. Thus, on day eight, the light of Bina flows into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Chesed flows into the vessel of Chesed, and so forth. This process of step by step, the proper light searches for the proper vessel, is due to the idea of a line. After Mashiach, there will be no more step by step. In the metaphor of the circle, the light of Bina finds the vessel of Bina immediately. This is the idea that there is no room or space to create a mistake. Things just work properly. Everyone is a tzaddik and doing the right thing. Don't you think this will be boring? No, there will be no boring, because boring is a lack. And if the proper light flows into the proper vessel, there is no lack. And this is the true meaning of the Mashiach. I'm going to skip this next section, which has the Midrash talking about the seven times, or the about Hannah and her seven sons, which is not a true story, but a made-up story. We will discuss this later in the process. We will discuss this during the actual holiday itself. The historical story, these historical sources, comes from the Maccabees, from the Mishnah, including the omissions from the Mishnah, and the Talmud. It is not written in the Torah itself. The story of Hanukkah, along with its laws and customs, is entirely missing in the Mishnah, apart from several passing references. Rav Nissim Gaon postulates in the Hakdamah L'Mafteach HaTalmud that information on the holiday was so commonplace that the Mishnah felt no need to explain it. A modern-day scholar, Reuven Margolis, suggests that as the Mishnah was redacted after the Bar Kokhba revolt, its editors were reluctant to include explicit discussion of a holiday celebrating another relatively recent revolt against a foreign ruler for fear of antagonizing the Romans. There is a Hanukkah lamp, or a Hanukkiah, unearthed near Jerusalem around the years 1900, and it supports the idea of the story of Hanukkah. The story of Hanukkah is preserved in the books of the first and second Maccabees. These books are not part of the Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible. They are Jewish apocryphal books instead. The miracle of the one-day supply of oil, miraculously lasting 8 days, is first described in the Talmud, written about 600 years after the events described in the books of the Maccabees. And I am adding that this implies that the oil did not last 8 days, but this technique was used to promote the miracle of a small group overcoming a large group. The Gemara from the Talmud in Tractate Shabbat, page 21b, focuses on Shabbat candles and moves to Hanukkah candles and says that after the forces of Antiochus IV had been driven from the temple, the Maccabees discovered that almost all of the ritual olive oil had been profaned. They found only a single container that was still sealed by the high priest, with enough oil to keep the menorah in the temple lit for a single day. They used this, yet it burned for 8 days, the time it took to have new oil pressed and made ready and brought to the temple. The Talmud presents three options. The law requires only one light each night per household. Two, a better practice is to light one light each night for each member of the household. And three, the most preferred practice is to vary the number of lights each night. I am adding that this is so people will ask, why is the difference in number of lights? And this gives us an opportunity to publicize the miracle, whatever it is. In Sephardic families, the head of the household lights the candles. while in Ashkenazi families, all family members light. Except in times of danger, the lights were to be placed outside one's door on the opposite side of the mezuzah, or in the window closest to the street. Rashi, in a note to Shabbat 21b, says, their purpose is to publicize the miracle. The blessing for Hanukkah lights are discussed in Tractate Sukkah. And I am adding, some rabbis promote making a public spectacle for the purpose of publicizing the miracle. In areas where there is not a lot of foot traffic, it may seem that lighting outside makes no sense. Yet we must realize that Hashem controls who walks along the street and who is motivated to ask questions. The narrative of Josephus. There is an ancient Jewish historian, Flavius Josephus, and he narrates in his book, Jewish Antiquities 12, how the victorious Judah Maccabee ordered lavish yearly 8-day festivals after rededicating the temple in Jerusalem that had been profaned by Antiochus IV Epiphanes. Josephus does not say the festival was called Hanukkah, but rather the Festival of Lights. Now, Judas celebrated the festival of the restoration of the sacrifices of the temple for 8 days and omitted no sort of pleasures thereon. But he feasted them upon very rich and splendid sacrifices, and he honored God and delighted them by hymns and songs. Nay, they were so very glad at the revival of their customs, when after a long time of intermission, they unexpectedly had regained the freedom of their worship, that they made it a law that their posterity, that they should keep a festival on account of the restoration of their temple worship for 8 days. And from that time to this, we celebrate this festival and call it the Festival of Lights. I suppose the reason was because the liberty beyond our hopes appeared to us, and that there was the name given to that festival. Judas also rebuilt the walls around the city and reared towers of great height against the incursion of enemies and set guards therein. He also fortified the city, Bethshura, that it might serve as a citadel against any distresses that might come from our enemies. Other ancient sources. The story of Hanukkah is alluded to in the book of 1 Maccabees and 2 Maccabees. The 8-day rededication of the temple is described in 1 Maccabees, though the name of the festival and the miracle of the lights do not appear there. A story similar in character and obviously older in date is alluded to in 2 Maccabees, according to which the relighting of the altar fire by Nehemiah was due to a miracle which occurred on the 25th of Kislev, and which appears to be given as the reason for the selection of the same date for the rededication of the altar by Judah Maccabee. Another source is the Megillat Antiochus. This work, also known as Megillat HaChazmonaim, or Megillat Hanukkah, or Megillat Yevanit, is in both Aramaic and Hebrew. The Hebrew version is a literal translation from the Aramaic original. Recent scholarship dates it to somewhere between the 2nd and 5th centuries, probably in the 2nd century, with the Hebrew dating to the 7th century. It was published for the first time in Mantua in 1557. Sadia Gaon, who translated it into Arabic in the 9th century, ascribed it to the Maccabees. To the Maccabees themselves. Disputed by some since it gives dates as so many years before the destruction of the Second Temple in the year 70 of the Common Era. The Hebrew text was an English translation that can be found in the Siddur of Philip Birnbaum. The Christian Greek scriptures refer to Jesus being at the Jerusalem temple during the Feast of Dedication, and it was winter in John chapter 10. The Greek term used is the renewals. Greek is ta engaikenia. Josephus refers to the festival as lights. What is the story of Hanukkah? What is the background? Judah was part of the Ptolemaic kingdom of Egypt until 200 before the Common Era, when King Antiochus III, the Great of Syria, defeated King Ptolemy of Epiphanes of Egypt at the Battle of Panium. Judea became at that moment part of the Seleucid Empire of Syria. King Antiochus III, the Great, wanting to conciliate his new Jewish subjects, guaranteed their right to live according to their ancestral customs and to continue to practice their religion in the Temple of Jerusalem. However, in 175 before the Common Era, Antiochus IV, Epiphanes, the son of Antiochus III, invaded Judea, ostensibly at the request of the sons of Tobias. The Tobiads, who led the Hellenizing Jewish faction in Jerusalem, were expelled to Syria around 170 before the Common Era, when the high priest Onias and his pro-Egyptian faction wrested control from them. The exiled Tobiads lobbied Antiochus Epiphanes to recapture Jerusalem. As the ancient Jewish historian Flavius Joseph tells us, the king, being there to disposed before him, complied with them and came upon the Jews with a great army and took their city by force and slew a great multitude of those who favored Ptolemy and sent out his soldiers to plunder them without mercy. He also spoiled the temple and put a stop to the constant practice of offering a daily sacrifice of expiation for 3 years and 6 months. The traditional view. When the Second Temple in Jerusalem was looted and services stopped, Judaism was outlawed. In 167 before the Common Era, Antiochus ordered an altar to Zeus erected in the temple. He banned Brit Milah, circumcision, and ordered pigs to be sacrificed at the altar of the temple. The sacrifice of pigs to the Greek gods was standard ritual practice in the ancient Greek religion. Antiochus's actions provoked a large-scale revolt. Mattathiahu, a Jewish priest, and his 5 sons of Yochanan, Simeon, Eleazar, Jonathan, and Judah led a rebellion against Antiochus. Judah became known as Yehuda Hamakabi, Judah the Hammer. By 165 before the Common Era, Mattathias had died, and Judah took his place as leader. By 165 BCE, the Jewish revolt against the Seleucid monarchy was successful. The temple was liberated and rededicated. The festival of Hanukkah was instituted to celebrate this event. Judah ordered the temple to be cleansed, a new altar to be built in place of the polluted one, and the new holy vessels to be made. According to the Talmud, unadulterated and undefiled pure olive oil with the seal of the Kohen Gadol was needed for the menorah in the temple, which was required to burn throughout the night, every night. The story goes that one flask was found with only enough oil to burn for one day, yet it burned for 8 days. The time needed to prepare a fresh supply of kosher oil for the menorah. An 8-day festival was declared by the Jewish sages to commemorate this miracle. The version of the story in the First Maccabees states that an 8-day celebration of songs and sacrifices was proclaimed upon rededication of the altar, and makes no mention of the miracle of the oil. A number of historians believe that the reason for the 8-day celebration was that the first Hanukkah was a belated celebration of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret. During the war, the Jews were not able to celebrate these festivals when lamps were supposed to be lit in the temple. Some modern scholars argue that the king was intervening in an internal civil war between the traditional Jews, known as the Pharisees, and the Hellenized Jews, known as the Sadducees, in Jerusalem. These competed violently over who would be the high priest, with traditionalists with Hebrew Aramaic names like Onias contesting with Hellenizing high priests with Greek names like Jason and Menelaus. In particular, Jason's Hellenistic reforms, which would prove to be a decisive factor leading to eventual conflict within the ranks of Judaism. Other authors point to possible socioeconomic reasons, in addition to the religious reasons behind the civil war. As an aside to the holiday, but bringing in some discussion, limited discussion, about the current political, economic news in the United States and the Western world. The changes being brought forth by Jason's Hellenistic approach was too much for many people. And perhaps the changes being brought about by the political nature of our current situation in the United States could be the parallel aspect of tikkun for these particular souls. I'm continuing to read. What began in many respects as a civil war escalated when the Hellenistic kingdom of Syria sided with the Hellenizing Jews in their conflict with the traditionalists. As the conflict escalated, Antiochus took the side of the Hellenizers. By prohibiting the religious practices the traditionalists had rallied around. This may explain why the king, in a total departure from Seleucid practice in all other places and times, banned a traditional religion. What that is saying is that it was unusual for the Greeks to go into an area, conquer that area, and then attack the religion of that area. As long as they were getting their fealty, they accepted whatever the current god of that location was, whatever his rituals were, based on what the people said they were allowed to continue. It was only in the land of Israel where this change was implemented, and the children of Israel were told they could no longer practice their rituals. I'm actually going to stop here. We're out of time, but it's also a good place to start because we would be going into the rituals involved in the holiday of Hanukkah. We have two more weeks plus tonight's class to continue our education and our planning and our preparation for Hanukkah. And we will have sufficient time to cover all of the material in those 2 weeks. Does anyone have any questions? So our classes today, at 3 p.m. West Coast time, we have a continuing class in our advanced reincarnation. And at midnight tonight, Sunday night going into Monday, to be clear, at midnight West Coast time, we will have a class for the ritual described in the ninth of the ninth handout, which we will also go over tonight at midnight. And that time of midnight is West Coast time. The actual time is 3:16 or 3:17. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a beautiful week, a Shavuot Tov. I bid you a good week of learning. I remind you that Mercury is going retrograde a week from last night. So it is important and imperative that people become aware of that retrograde movement of Mercury, as it always affects communication and some other aspects as well. I bid you all shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom. Shalom to all. Shalom.